From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The White House has issued no official response to a denial from a spokesman from former President Barack Obama after President Trump accused his predecessor of having my wires tapped in Trump Tower before the November election. Trump blasted the former president for alleged wiretapping of Trump Tower during the campaign. He likened it to the Watergate scandal involving former President Richard Nixon. Trump did not cite any source for his claims, nor did he provide any evidence that any electronic surveillance occurred. Kevin Lewis, a spokesman for former President Barack Obama, said that neither the president nor any White House official ever ordered surveillance on any U.S. citizen. Any suggestion otherwise is simply false. The claims came as the Trump administration faces mounting pressure from multiple FBI and congressional investigations into contacts between members of his campaign team and Russian officials. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said Russia has to be stopped from what he called breaking the backbone of democracy. Graham told a raucous town hall meeting with his constituents he's very concerned about Russian interference in last year's election.
As to Trump's Russia campaign ties, I have no evidence personally that there are any, but I will insist that the FBI be given full opportunity to look into this without political interference.
Also Saturday, supporters of President Trump held several marches near the Trump Tower, the Washington Monument, and in other cities around the country to show their support for his presidency. There were some reports of clashes, but most of the events were peaceful. This is VOA News. Somalian government officials said Saturday that more than 110 people, mostly women and children, died from waterborne diseases in the previous 2 days as a result of the enduring drought in that country. Somalia's new Prime Minister, Hassan Ali Khaire, announced the deaths at a news conference Saturday in Mogadishu. Meanwhile, the International Organization for Migration has appealed for millions of dollars to help provide life-saving assistance to hundreds of thousands of vulnerable people in Somalia. Libyan media reports say that Air Force fighter jets loyal to Eastern Military Commander General Khalifa Haftar attacked Islamist militia forces holding parts of key oil ports on Saturday. As Edward Uranian reports, the attacks are part of efforts to recapture the lucrative oil triangle from Islamist fighters.
Militia forces, calling themselves the Benghazi Defense Brigades, began the surprise attack on Sidra and Ras Lanuf on Thursday. A militia spokesman, Yasser Jabali, claimed his men were holding their ground. Mamdouh Salami, a London-based oil analyst, told Libyan TV that control of the country's two largest oil ports, Ras Lanuf and Sidra, are always a main interest of the country's militias and of the National Unity Government because they are the key to the country's economy and ultimate control of Libya. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Syrian news reports say government forces pressed forward Saturday in pursuit of Islamic State extremists in the north of the country, gaining control of 15 more villages near the Turkish border. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights say the ongoing offensive, which was launched after last month's capture of the IS stronghold town of Al-Bab, brought government troops to within 15 kilometers of the main facility pumping fresh water into nearby Aleppo. Jihadists had cut the main water supply, that is, to the war-ravaged city nearly 7 weeks ago. Malaysia has expelled the North Korean ambassador in the continued fallout from the assassination of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother in Kuala Lumpur last month. In a statement Saturday, Malaysia's foreign ministry labeled Ambassador Kang Chol persona non grata and gave him 48 hours to leave the country after he criticized Malaysia's investigation of the assassination. Kim Jong-nam was killed in Kuala Lumpur's airport when two women smeared a substance on his face. That substance was later found to contain VX nerve gas, a highly toxic agent the UN classifies as a weapon of mass destruction. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.